East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
If we do not stand up for the sovereign rights of any nations or states when they are undermined and wantonly violated, then which one of us are safe or are guaranteed protection by the principles of the Charter and international law?
South Africa has denounced America's military action against Venezuela as a violation of the country's sovereignty and independence. Jonathan Passmore delivered South Africa's statement during an emergency UN Security Council meeting on the crisis. Passmore is the acting deputy permanent representative to the United Nations.
The unilateral military strikes carried out by the United States of America against Venezuela and the abduction of President Nicolas Maduro and his spouse from Venezuelan territory for transfer to the United States wantonly violates the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Venezuela.
On President Donald Trump's orders, U.S. military forces launched strikes on the Venezuelan capital on Saturday and seized Maduro and his wife, flying them to New York to stand trial on drug trafficking charges. Passmore says that international disputes must be settled in a manner that doesn't threaten peace, security and justice.
South Africa stresses that allegations of internal governance challenges, human rights concerns or acts of criminality by a head of state cannot justify a breach of the Charter's prohibition on the use of force. The peaceful resolution of disputes and internal matters must proceed in accordance with international law and through multilateral mechanisms.
Venezuelan ambassador to the UN, Samuel Moncada, says the abduction of their president was a blatant violation of international law. He's been speaking through a translator.
Venezuela is the victim of these attacks because of its natural resources. Our country's oil, energy, strategic resources, and geopolitical position have historically been factors of greed and external pressure.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, has defended Washington's actions as a law enforcement operation.
There is no war against Venezuela or its people. We are not occupying a country. This was a law enforcement operation. Maduro is not just an indicted drug trafficker. He was an illegitimate so-called president. He was not a head of state.
Meanwhile, Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, have pleaded not guilty to drugs, weapons and narco-terrorism charges when they appeared in a federal court in New York. During the proceedings, 63-year-old Maduro said that he was still the president of Venezuela. He had been illegally captured and was a prisoner of war. The next court hearing in the case has been scheduled for 17 March. Here at home, Etegwini Municipality says its emergency call lines are temporarily down due to a network fault. The problems also disrupted the city's toll-free number. Officials say residents won't be able to get through to emergency teams through the usual channels. The municipality says technical teams are working to fix the issue. In the meantime, the city has urged residents to make use of a new set of contact numbers to get through to emergency services. Etegwini has apologized for the inconvenience and says it will provide updates as work continues to stabilize the system. Now, the SA Weather Service has sent out an advisory for hot and humid weather over the eastern parts of KZN today. Durban's going up to 32 degrees, Maritzburg and Richards Bay 35. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.